I'm going to start this guided meditation with a quotation from the poet John Milton. And here it is. He that has light within his own clear breast may sit in the center and enjoy bright day. He that has light within his own clear breast may sit in the center and enjoy bright day. So in this guided meditation, we're going to sit in the center. A center is a center because it's the center of things that are around it, peripheral things. And I invite you just to look at whatever is furthest away from you at the moment. Now, you might imagine yourself outside at night, and if you are looking up into the night sky, then the furthest things that you could see would be stars in the far distance. And then closer to, you might see a planet. And then in the daytime, even closer, you would see clouds, maybe. So this is the way the universe is given, isn't it? It's ranged around you, around me, in zones, in layers. And even closer than clouds might be hills in the distance, even mountains. Or if you're in a city, then buildings. Or if you are inside a building, then it would be the far wall or something, or perhaps the view out the window. But here is the pattern of the universe as it is actually given. It is ranged around you in zones, in layers. And the question is, what is at the center of all these layers? You are, of course. But who or what is that you? So now we could do the pointing experiment. The pointing experiment directs your attention out at things there in the periphery, around you, and then gradually brings your attention closer and closer towards your center. And it's called an experiment because it tests a hypothesis. And the hypothesis is that at center you are nothing like any of the things you can see or hear or feel out there in your regions, out there around you. John Milton is indicating that at your center there's a light. Bright day. So point at whatever is furthest away from you at the moment. And look along your finger and notice that it is a thing. It's got a color and a shape, light and shadow. And then point closer towards you, maybe at the floor, and notice the patterns there on the floor, the light and shade, whatever you're looking at, whether it's a carpet or a wooden floor or whatever. That is a certain distance from you. And then bring your attention closer, point at your foot perhaps. You're moving your attention from the periphery towards your center, where John Milton says there's bright day, your true nature at your center, clear. So bring your attention closer, point up your body at your knee. See, that has a shape and texture and colors and all of that. Point closer at your torso. It's got characteristics. And now bring your finger all the way up and point at the place you're looking out of. And this is what we call the center. And it is no distance at all. You're not looking out at things anymore. You're directing your attention to the place you're looking from. And, well, if you're like me, there's nothing here. Absolutely empty. Clear, boundless. Awake. So you can lower your hand if you like, but continue to be aware of what you are at center. And notice that this central emptiness that you are, this boundless clarity, I mean, these are obviously words to describe a non-verbal experience. But notice that this emptiness that you're looking out of isn't just empty. It's also full. The center is not a center without a periphery. And this center has a lot of periphery. I find no dividing line between this clarity here at my center, at the center of everything, and the everything, whatever I'm looking at, whatever I'm hearing, whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm thinking. No dividing line. So this is sitting at the center and enjoying bright day. John Milton went blind later on in his life, after he wrote those words, in fact. So close your eyes. So those things have disappeared. Things you were looking at. But you haven't, have you? And you're still at the center, so to speak, of something. Sounds, sensations. The darkness. But this is a very special center because it's not a point. How big is this center? I can't say. Where is it? Everywhere? Nowhere? Is the center, this clarity, this bright day really in the darkness? Here is this bright day. Is it separate from anything that you're experiencing? No. And how old is this center? How old are you, your true nature? No age. The center is timeless. Sit in the center and enjoy bright day. Sit in the center and enjoy your timeless true nature. Sit in the center and enjoy being free, free of all limits. Sit in the center and enjoy not being separate from anything. Anything there in your periphery. It was a journey we took from the periphery to the center. But it is a journey to the place that you've never left. You've always been here in this bright day. The center is naked in a way that has no characteristics, no form, naked of all characteristics. Pure, empty. But the wonderful paradox is that being so naked, being so poor, you are clothed in everything. There's no dividing line between this nakedness and everything that you are experiencing. No no dividing line between this, utter poverty and all these riches. The center doesn't exist without the periphery. They're two sides of a coin. You're not separate from the furthest star. Or the nearest sensation. Or thought. Wearing the universe like wearing clothes. At the center, there's nothing to do, is there? Sitting in the center, doing nothing, enjoying bright day. Of course, there's an awful lot happening in the periphery. And so there should be, I say. That's where all that activity belongs. But at center, no activity. Enjoyment. Douglas Harding had a beautiful phrase. I don't actually know if it was his phrase originally, whether he found it somewhere or he came up with it. But it's something like this. It is describing the center as joy. And it is the joy that has no shadow. The joy that casts no shadow and has no variation, bears no variation, casts no shadow, never changes. That's the center. It's the joy that casts no shadow. Well, this bright day at the center, yes, it's just... There's no downside to it. It never changes. It is just immensely positive. Sit in the center and enjoy bright day. whatever is going on there in the periphery. It might be raining. It might be storming. There may be grief, shame, anger, rolling in, rolling out. The periphery is changeable, and there are lots of shadows there. If you want to enjoy bright day, if you want to enjoy the joy that casts no shadow and knows no variation, well, you know where to find that place. It's not very far away, is it? You don't have to go anywhere to find it. You know where it is. Milton says, he that has light within his own clear breast. That's everyone, actually. Everyone has this light within their own clear breast. You do, I do, we do. We are this light. The light that lights up everything. The light of awareness. The light on the rock, shining into the darkness. Steady. Knows no variation. The Indians have a phrase, don't they? Satchitananda, being, consciousness, bliss. I think they're talking about the same thing, surely. Being, consciousness, the joy that casts no shadow. Returning to the place you never left. The things in the periphery are changing all the time, aren't they? Thoughts, feelings, moods, sounds. Nothing stays stable. And you are seeing all that from this still center, enjoying it, if that's the right word, receiving it, being space for it, welcoming it, because the center is welcoming. Sit in the center and enjoy the welcoming bright day. That doesn't remain distant from things, no dividing line. I'm going to read the quotation from John Milton again, and then just remain at the center, which you've never left, in fact. Where else could you be? Is the quotation. He that has light within his own clear breast may sit in the center and enjoy bright day.